Hey, to continue our discussion on Obamacare, we are joined by the person I believe knows more about Obamacare than anybody on the planet. He is C. Stephen Tucker. He's the healthcare policy team leader for the Illinois Tea Party. He's also got a great blog out there called truthaboutobamacare.com. Steve, first off, thanks very much for joining us. So, Obama, you got Obama out there today touting Obamacare, touting the law, and he's talking about this one aspect of the law which forces insurers to spend 80% of every dollar on medical care, or they have to get a refund. What the heck's he talking about?
He is talking about the medical loss ratios, which were implemented on 9/23/2010.
Okay.
And what those did is the end result of them were shutting down about 14 health insurance companies thus far. And what it does is it forces an insurance company that underwrites less than 50 people to reduce their operating margin, not their profit margin, but their entire operating margin down to less than 20%. And then if they underwrite more than 50 people, it goes down to 15%. And so they announced those rules on 9/23/2010, and every insurer in the country had to be compliant by 1/1/2011.
Okay.
And so what happened shortly thereafter is the smaller carriers, the companies that I could offer very good rates for to my clients, ended up disappearing. And of course, when an insurance company disappears and goes bankrupt and no longer offers health insurance, what does that do to the policyholder? It leaves them without their plan, which is exactly the opposite of what the president promised. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
Well, then why, so Steve, why is Obama touting this as a good thing?
Well, because he's able to give money back to policyholders.
Okay.
So this difference of MLR calculations, the checks that are coming back to people are on an average of $56 a year. So that's not a big money give back to the policyholder when they're losing their insurance company and they're losing their coverage. I had a client who lost her coverage when she was going through breast cancer, and her company, Guaranteed Trust Life, out of Glenview, Illinois, stopped selling her plan and left her without coverage in the middle of cancer treatment. So,
man,
I think I would rather keep my policy than get a $56 check.
I'm with C. Stephen Tucker. He runs a company called Small Business Insurance Services. You can find out about them at smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. Steve knows more about Obamacare than anybody living. Steve, the other thing that Obama said today that just drives me bonkers, he said that because of Obamacare, the growth in premiums has slowed. What say you?
Yeah. Okay, well, I will tell you this. I've been in this business nearly 20 years, and a bad year for my clients when they get their policy renewal was 20%, and they were livid, and they would want me to shop for other carriers. Since Obamacare passed, my clients have seen 46% premium increases, and they're left with no options because they're out shopping for other carriers that offer lower prices, but since they've piled on all of the mandates onto these policies, they're not able to get the rates they were able to get prior to the passage of Obamacare because they have to offer every policy now 65 quote-unquote free preventative care exams. An example would be a colorectal cancer screening. Well, that's about a $2,000 to $3,000 test,
right,
let alone the hospital charges, and now it's free. Well, it's not free because the premiums were increased to cover that, and there's a big increase coming once the essential health benefits kick in on January 1st, and then individual policies will have to adopt essential health benefits, whereas only group health insurance policies have had them thus far.
Hey, Steve, and by the way, everybody, I'm with Stephen Tucker. He's the healthcare policy team leader for the Illinois Tea Party. Give me a short answer to this one. When we talk about health insurance, health coverage, what's the most detrimental aspect of what Obamacare has done to the insurance industry?
Twofold. One is the medical loss ratios, which have left us with 14 carriers that are no longer in business offering health insurance. The second is the onerous mandates that they put on to the policies, where they say it's free, but it is not. It costs much more. But the two worst are coming, Joe. The first is going to be community rating, and the second will be guaranteed issue. So community rating has failed in all 8 states it's ever been implemented in before. And what it does is it takes premiums that were very affordable and drives them through the roof. Because what happens is legislators come into a state who believe in the failed policy of community rating, and they say everyone in the state must pay the same premium because that's only fair. Everyone should pay the same. So what happens is the young invincibles, who we desperately need to get into the pools to make Obamacare work, which is why Barack Obama is trying to influence the NFL to tell kids how cool Obamacare is.
Right.
What happens is they end up subsidizing those who are on the higher end of the age scale who have much higher premiums. And so their premiums go up dramatically, not $50 a month, $100, $150, $200 a month. And the definition of a split second is how quick it takes that young invincible to terminate their coverage when they get a premium increase of $150 a month.
Right.
And so it ends up driving out the young invincibles or the healthy people and leaving only the sick in the risk pool, which then ends up driving premiums up for them. And that is what community rating has done in all 8 states it's ever been implemented in before. And that's coming nationwide January 1st.
Oh, swell. If you've got any question on your insurance as an individual, as a small business, check him out. Smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. Check him out. Nobody knows more about Obamacare than Steve Tucker. If you want to learn about Obamacare, go to his blog, truthaboutobamacare.com. Steve, my friend, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Joe.
See Stephen Tucker.